For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. South Carolina's teachers have made their voices heard at the State House as lawmakers debate a major public education reform bill. From the moment House Speaker Jay Lucas and dozens of fellow House members introduced the 84-page omnibus bill last month, teachers have been demanding changes. This week, Republican leaders in the legislature sought to reassure them. House Speaker Lucas reminded everyone that, in his words, the effort to aid the state's struggling school system is a heavy lift.
I think we've started a conversation, and sometimes it's not an easy conversation to have, but it's a conversation we needed to have as a state to see where we were going to go in education in South Carolina.
A House Education Committee is now moving to incorporate some teacher-backed changes to the bill, such as not allowing non-certified teachers to be hired in certain cases, changes in the teacher pay raise formula, and deleting some mandatory student test. A bill identical to the one in the House is already being debated in committee in the Senate. Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree urged teachers and others to not be nervous.
Second thing I would say is really geared to teachers and other interested parties, and it would just be this: don't panic. We've gotten a lot of feedback, a lot of passion, and a lot of concern that this is absolutely exactly how things are going to happen, and it's not.
The most important component of this year's school improvement effort is money. In the House, work is underway on next year's $9 billion state budget, where Ways and Means Committee Chairman Merle Smith says funding education improvement is the top priority.
Education from the standpoint of public education, there's a commitment, a large commitment to our teachers into public education. There's also a commitment for the first time in a long time to higher education.
Raising teacher salaries is the critical component of the improvement efforts. The current version of the budget contains some $160 million for raises, aimed at slowing down the high number of teachers leaving the profession. Here's Ways and Means Committee member William Whitmire of Greenville.
The statewide minimum teacher salary is going from $32,000 to $35,000. This pay raise will get us above the Southeastern teacher salary of $52,830. Teachers with 0 to 4 years, the most critical for teacher retention, will receive between a 6% and a 10% raise.
So under the House plan, all teachers would receive raises of 4% and possibly more, and the state will pick up the entire cost of the raises and not force local school districts to help pay for them. The House budget also includes money to raise the base cost the state spends to teach a student a year from just under $2,500 per student to over $3,800 per student. The Senate has scheduled public hearings on its reform bill next month in Gaffney and Georgetown. State funding for colleges and universities has been stagnant for the last 10 years, ever since they saw severe budget cuts during the Great Depression. Lawmakers want to begin to make up some of the underfunding, but in return they want the rising cost of student tuition to slow down. House Speaker Lucas says he hopes the House can complete its work on the education reform bill by the middle of next month and send the package on to the Senate. Also this week, a move is now formally underway to create a new state cabinet agency, a Department of Veterans Affairs. Proponents say the large number of veterans and active duty military personnel living in the state warrants elevating the current state veterans office to the governor's cabinet. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.